This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Helena Bonham Carter, and for BBC Radio 4, this is History's Secret Heroes, a new series of rarely heard tales from World War II.
They had no idea that she was Britain's top female codebreaker.
We'll hear of daring risk-takers.
What she was offering to do was to ski in over the high Carpathian Mountains.
Of course it was dangerous, but danger was his friend.
Subscribe to History's Secret Heroes wherever you get your podcasts.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Welcome to the Shakespeare Sessions, the podcast all about our love of the Bard. This is where you'll find groundbreaking performances of Shakespeare's greatest plays, alongside discussion and documentaries that push the conversation further. Here's Toby Jones to talk about the challenges of playing the boastful knight Falstaff. You can find our version of Henry IV Part 1, which stars Toby Jones, in your podcast feeds right now.
Falstaff is a transcendent character. He seems to transcend not just the characters within Henry IV, Part 1, but also many of the other characters Shakespeare ever wrote. He is bigger, broader, richer, and funnier. He seems to undermine, subvert values of time, of morality, of control in a way. Everything is subservient to playing in the widest possible sense. So it's very hard to judge him because everything is for our delight, our enjoyment as an audience. And in that sense, I suppose, he represents a kind of life force more than a traditional character. We love being with him. We love being surprised by his lack of responsibility, his lack of being tethered down, and it somehow releases us, I think, when we hear him. I mean, and yet you have to keep him within the bounds of the play. He has to be in an inn, he has to be on a battleground, he has to be walking around the place with other people who are, in some respects, less developed characters and more bound to temporal values. And the challenge as an actor is to be alert to both things. Keep the humour within the world, even as Falstaff himself seems to be pushing you to almost break free, like his belt unbuckling and him just pouring out all over the play and ruining it for everyone else.
I'm Helena Bonham Carter, and for BBC Radio 4, this is History's Secret Heroes, a new series of rarely heard tales from World War II.
They had no idea that she was Britain's top female codebreaker.
We'll hear of daring risk-takers.
What she was offering to do was to ski in over the high Carpathian Mountains.
Of course it was dangerous, but danger was his friend.
Subscribe to History's Secret Heroes wherever you get your podcasts.